last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program, The Last Savior. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Brother Ali Alavian to discuss another topic related to the concept of Mahdaviya or Mahdism and Imam al-Mahdi Ajalallah. Assalamu alaikum, brother. And welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right, Brother Ali Alavian, let's continue our discussion about the sources from which we can gain our knowledge about Imam al-Mahdi Ajalallah, or to improve our knowledge about Imam al-Mahdi. In our previous discussion, you gave us some of the ways or channels through which we can gain our knowledge. Now let's continue our discussion about the most authentic sources from which we can gain our knowledge about Imam al-Mahdi Ajalallah. What are they exactly?
Well, yes, we have been talking about some principles and some sources that we can gain some information about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and how we can get acquainted and get familiar with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam more. We said one of the sources is Al-Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that he will give this earth to the men of virtue, to the virtuous and righteous people. And in the language and in interpretation of these verses, we have seen that these men of virtue and virtuous and righteous men are Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his companions. We have referred to two verses of the Holy Quran. Then we move to the Sunnah, the sources of Sunnah and the traditions, or let's say conduct of the Ahlul Bayt from the Holy Prophet and the infallible Imams. That there are some hadith and narrations that they emphasize the concept of Mahdawi or Mahdism. So they are also good sources to gain some knowledge about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So we said in these sources of hadith, both from Shia and Ahl Sunnah, there are some hadith and narrations that emphasize the concept of Mahdism. Now I'm referring to some of these examples of narrations in both schools. One is from Sahifat Fatimah Zahra Salamullah Alayha, that is mentioned there in this book, in this Sahifa of Fatimiyyah, that Jabir says, one day I entered upon the Fatima Salamullah Alayha and saw a scroll in her blessed hand in which the name of the Prophet and all the names of 12 Imams alayhim salam were recorded. Jabir mentioned all those names, and those names are now available, among which the blessed name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, may Allah hasten his repentance, in this narration is stated as Abul Qasim Muhammad ibn al-Hasan, which is the real name of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because his name was like the name of the Prophet. But we have been recommended to call him Mahdi rather than Muhammad. And he is the Hujjah, the proof of Allah Almighty upon his creation. His mother's name is Narjis. Even the name of his mother has been mentioned. Let's now refer to the second hadith from Tabarsi. So who is Tabarsi? Tabarsi is among the prominent Shia scholars in the school of Ahlul Bayt, and he has left some huge works and literature in the field of hadith and narration and also interpretation of the Holy Quran. He narrates from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, who has reported a long hadith including the sermon of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qadir, in a part of which he spoke about the blessed existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, saying, know that he, that is Imam Mahdi, is the remaining proof of Allah, after whom there will be no other proof. He is the wali or guardian of Allah on the earth and the ruler among the creation, trustworthy in the hidden and in the apparent. So this is the way that Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam introduces Imam Mahdi through the words of the Holy Prophet in the day of Ghadir. In another hadith from the Holy Prophet, we read that in my ummah there is a Mahdi who, after coming out of occultation, will fill the earth with justice, just as it has been filled with oppression and tyranny. So it's interesting to know that this hadith has been narrated by Tirmidhi in his Sahih Tirmidhi in page 250 in its old edition from Egypt. So we see, again, this hadith has been narrated by Sunni sources again. From the Holy Prophet again, in another source by Ibn Hajar Haythami, again another Sunni scholar from Shafi'i, and in Sawa' al-Muhraqa again, we find this hadith that I'm narrating to you now. I give glad tidings of Mahdi, a man from Quraysh, from my family. As I told you, this is narrated by Ibn Hajar in his Sawa' al-Muhraqa, and also many other narrations that we can find in both schools of thought from Islamic denominations, whether Shia or Sunni and other denominations. There are many hadith, if we can collect them, I think it would be a lengthy discussion, and our show does not have the capacity to talk about all these details and hadith and narrations. But just to bless the show with some of the hadith, I refer to one from the Shia school of thought and two from the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, to emphasize that this concept has been emphasized and been accepted and approved by different scholars.
Brother Ali Alevian, let's take a break, and after the break, we'll continue our discussion. Dear listeners, you are listening to The Last Savior. We'll take a break and back in a minute.
أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالك أهدى سنه.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. You are listening to the rest of another episode of the program, The Last Savior. Now, Brother Alevian, what about wisdom or hikmah, what is called hikmah, and intellect? Can wisdom and intellect be an authentic channel from which we can gain knowledge about Imam al-Mahdi Jalallah or not?
The third principle that we can find and gain some knowledge about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the channel of wisdom or hikmah, through the words of the men of wisdom and philosophers. The Islamic philosophers and wise men also paid attention to the issue of the perfect guardian and Allah's caliph on the earth. And based on their own thinking, they spoke of it and made it known, of which a few examples of these views of the great wise men. One of these prominent scholars is the second teacher, known as Mu'allim al-Thani, Abu Nasr Farabi. He's a famous philosopher and scholar. After Aristotle, in his analysis, understands correct social life to be under complete and informed management with respect to the time and place. He predicts that such a perfect manager during time of presence and absence of Imam says the leader of this virtuous city or this utopia cannot be just anyone. It must be someone with perfect virtues. Such a person is the perfect human who is actually both intellect and intelligible, both manager and planner, both teacher and guide. He has complete oversight over everything, because the survival of the virtuous city or utopia or Mahdi utopia depends on the Imam and leader, and such a leader is connected to the divine intellect and benefits from the blessings of interpretive knowledge. He is fully familiar with all sensory and beyond sensory knowledge. Such a person is worthy of divine vicegerency on earth. He has a connection with the unseen world, does not err in conveying knowledge, and then he says, if at any time such a person is not present in society and is hidden from view, living in a state of occultation, they must take the laws and decrees that this leader or the likes of him have established during their presence, adopt them as the definitive laws of society, and manage society accordingly.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Brother Alevian, among the Muslim scholars, Sheikh al-Ishraq or Sohrawardi has a great status. What about him? Did he ever refer to Imam al-Mahdi Jalallah in his works or not?
The next philosopher or men of wisdom who we want to talk about and to gain some knowledge about the existence of Imam Mahdi and his whole existence is Sheikh al-Ishraq Shahabuddin Sohrawardi. What does he say? Sohrawardi says, "The world will never be devoid of wisdom and the existence of someone who is established in wisdom, and Allah's clear proofs are with him. And this person is Allah's caliph on earth. So in every era, there will come such a person who is the perfect example of knowledge and action, and leadership of the nation will be upon him. And Allah's caliphate on earth will also be his responsibility. And the earth will never remain devoid of such a person. However, such a leader and guide of society will sometimes be outwardly present and establish a government. And sometimes he will be in the utter occultation and absence. And the one who is in occultation, people call him the pole of the time, Qutb of the time, Qutb of Zaman. He lives in an unmarked place and there are no signs pointing to him. Whenever this imam, an outward leader, appears and takes charge of the government, time will become an enlightened time." So among these two viewpoints that we have narrated from two different scholars and philosophers, the first of which is second teacher after Aristotle, that is for Abu Nasr Farabi, who is known to be a follower of the school of Shia and the school of Ahlul Bayt, but the second is known to be the follower of the school of Ahl al-Sunnah, or to be a Shafi'i. But though no one knows exactly what their school of thought is, but they are known to be among the followers of these two schools. We have talked about three sources, three principles, three dimensions that we can gain some knowledge about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Al-Qur'an, we refer to two verses of the Holy Qur'an. Again, Sunnah of the Holy Prophet, we recited some hadith and narrations, one from the Shia school of thought and two other hadiths or narrations from the Sunni sources. And again, we refer to the words of men of wisdom, one from Abu Nasr Arabi, who is known to be, again, follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt, and also Sohrawardi, a famous philosopher, and the initiator and the establisher of the school of Ishraqiyya in philosophy, known as Sohrawardi, again, who is known to be a Sunni Muslim and follower of the school of Shafi'i in the Sunni world.
Thank you very much, Brother Alevian, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Last Savior. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Where is the rising sun?